Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's that little band from Texas, Billy Dusty and Frank, bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Shire is our guest. He's Senior Security Executive at Sophos, Sophos.com, right, John?
Correct.
S-O-P-H-O-S.com. We're talking about the work that he does in cybersecurity, that's research that they've been conducting. John, we were talking at the break about connecting. I try to connect the big picture, the macro news that we hear about the nation states breaching our security, and whether it be to the Pentagon or whether it be to one of the big corporations. I try to help small business owners understand that we're only one degree of separation away from being a target from the same people, aren't we?
Yeah, and there's, we were talking nation states in the previous segment. It's also important to understand and identify that there are different areas of cybercrime, and, the organized cybercriminal as well as the opportunistic cybercriminal are just two other factions here. Right? So you've got your nation states that are trading on or going after state secrets and intellectual property and those kinds of things that we talked about. But then you've got the organized cybercriminal, which is very much just a digital arm of many organized, traditional organized cybercrime, so mafia. And then you also have just the guy or the group of people, who are just want to make money any way they can. They've got some technical acumen, and therefore they're going to spin up a ransomware campaign and spread it far and wide.
Freelancers. We call them freelancers, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. And so we have all this out here on Main Street, and your research kind of touched on that, didn't it? Talk to us about that.
Certainly, yeah. So for those people who want to read up the full report, they can go to sophos.com/threat report, and that'll be our 2019 Sophos Labs Threat Report. And we broke it down into three main sections. There's one talking about ransomware and the evolution of this targeted ransomware campaign that's happening today. We also talked a little bit about just the way that some cyber criminals are changing their behavior, and instead of bringing all their tooling with them, they're doing something that we, in our industry, we call living off the land. They're using the tools that are available on the machine itself to cause the damage and to perpetrate the hack. And then finally, we also talked a little bit about the mobile platforms, and specifically some touched on some of the IoT stuff that's coming in. So Internet of Things, right? Basically, if you've got a computer chip that's connected to the Internet, whether it's a TV, a dryer, a kettle, whatever. That's
a thermostat.
Thing. Yeah. A thermostat, whatever. Yeah, all these things now are coming.
They're being developed with zero security apparatus, software or hardware, aren't they? They're being put out there they're naked, aren't they?
For the most part, a lot of these devices are being produced with very little or no security implementation. Part of that has to do with the resourcing of the companies themselves. So I'll give you some examples. Now, if you're you mentioned thermostat, right? So we've got a couple big brand names in the thermostat business. Yep. Google's Nest, and you got the Honeywell, and all these other big manufacturers. They're going to have the capital and the resources to design security into the products. They're going to have the ability to code security into the software. They're going to be able to make some of these decisions and charge a premium price, obviously, because of who they are. Now, let's say you're the second-tier manufacturer. You want to get in on this game as well because you see, thermostats, internet-connected thermostats are really hot,
right.
No pun intended. You want to get in on that game, but you don't have the resourcing, so you're going to skimp here and there. You're going to maybe put lower-quality parts in the device, and you're probably going to not buy the most capable chip that can do things like encryption. Right, and that's really where a lot of the divide occurs is economies of scale versus time to market and just the pressure.
So whenever you're buying IoT stuff, folks, you need to ask what kind of security is part of the product, and it's going to be harder and harder. I mean, it's one of the things that I'm trying to help small business, help actually all everybody do. That is what my new book is about, is helping them realize that that we are more likely to take ourselves down than anything else. I mean, long before a robot takes us down, you and I will take ourselves down by not being prudent consumers of this kind of technology.
Yes, let me touch on that. So it's really difficult to sometimes ascertain the security of a device because they just don't print that on the box. So I know some folks that are working on a lot of working groups with the Department of Commerce, for example, trying to get manufacturers and vendors to do the right thing on the IoT.
If I were investing in a secure device, I'd be putting it on my box.
Well, that's just it, right? So I think what the goal, as far as the Department of Commerce is concerned, is they want to be able to, you know, create this program that says, well, if you voluntarily follow these 20 best practices from security, we're not going to regulate you into doing it. We're just going to say, if you follow this, then we're going to allow you to put a gold star on your box that says, you know, I've passed the top rated security. So that's really good because it allows consumers to, at a glance, when they're standing in Fry's or whatever electronics shop and they're looking at the shelves, to pick out the box with the gold star, right? So, and let me address this. You made a second point there, which is taking ourselves down. And that's one of the things when we talk about the targeted ransomware piece in our threat report, we talk about one of the most common ways that these companies are being breached is through the use of remote desktop protocol, RDP. So an RDP machine is something that allows you to connect to that machine across the internet remotely so you don't have to physically be there.
Right.
And a lot of companies are leaving these exposed on the internet today, and that's a big problem.
And we're going to we come back. John's going to tell us some more things we need to watch for and look for to protect ourselves. Because, folks, the more you do business in the marketplace online, especially if you have corporate customers, the more you are a target. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.